Hunter Lawrence, fourth place in the 450 main event here at Seattle. Take me through the day.
Bittersweet main event. I feel like my riding was really good. I spun off the gate, which I'm kind of like baffled with. Like, I haven't spun off the gate in what feels like 3 years, you know, like forever. It feels like so. To have that kind of happen, not 100% sure why. We're going to go back and look at data, but I was kind of just making my way through the pack. 10-minute mark really got going, figured the track out and had a lot of good lines. I was able to do a lot of the rhythms deep into the main, and then I made my attempt pass on Kenny in third, and we just kind of got together. At first, I felt like I jumped in, went for an opportunity, and kind of washed a little bit, and then thought I crashed, and then took Kenny down with me as a result of me washing out. But after watching the replay, it looked like I was planning on jumping inside to go to the outside like I'd been doing all main and or most of the main, and then he was going to cut back to the inside when he went outside. So maybe just a crappy racing incident, but yeah, not how I wanted the night to go, especially for how I felt.
Looking at it, how it gets done, though, still one lead in the points, narrow day. You were clawing back some points there, too, because it looked like a swing there for a while. So how does that feel in the big picture?
Yeah, it's good. It's still so early. Obviously, to have the red plates cool and stuff, but it's just still so early. We got so much more racing to go. So, yeah, it would have been a lot nicer night. Just get off the gate good, how I have been all year, and we'll go back. It's more data, more knowledge for us. Maybe there was something we did in our procedure that we got to look out for more. So, yeah.
Thank you, Hunter.
Thanks.
All right. Hayden Deegan, first place in the 250 main event here at Seattle. How was the day?
Yeah, it was solid. Another perfect day. It's always nice. I think that's five in a row now, so slowly put my name in the record books on a 250, which is cool as well. And yeah, just continue to tick off these races. It was a pretty wild one. Me and Levi went at it for the whole 15.
How was that battle? Because that's what everybody wants to talk about. I talked to him about it. You knew that was coming, got to do it a few different times, especially all the way to the finish. What was it like?
Yeah, for sure. It was funny. For that main event, I told my team, like, bro, I need to have a battle. Like, I want to have some fun. So I played it smart, had a good battle. We, you know, ran into each other a couple times, and nothing too dangerous. It was a little hard. I mean, you couldn't really get too dangerous anyways because of the ruts. You were going so slow. But, dude, that was a technical battle.
Same thing that I asked him, because you talked about how technical the track was. How is it to move around? No, I gotta block this, or I have to make this move on a track that's sketchy, that's changing lap after lap.
Yeah, it was tricky because there's a lot of lappers and we ran into them quick. And the problem with the lappers is it's so rutty, they're just doubling the rhythms and they'll go right down that main line. So you're having to pivot the bike, and I was some of the rhythms I had to cross up the lips. It was a little scary, but I'm like, gotta do what I gotta do.
Thank you, Aiden.
Yep.
Levi Kitchen, second place in the 250 main event here in Seattle. Exciting main event. Take me through the day.
Yeah, today was pretty good. Qualifying went fairly well. And then, I knew I would, you know, I felt good all day. Heat race was good, get a win there. And then the main event was pretty exciting. We battled it out pretty hard. So it was fun.
How is it in the moment to do those battles? Track the dynamic of it, of itself, all the way there, having to think about how things were moving around, but then also that moving target.
Yeah, it was chaos. That's how I would describe it. Should we wait till that?
No, you're fine.
Okay. The whole race was complete chaos. I mean, I feel like I rode a little bit too defensive in that situation, but I haven't really raced anybody like that before, you know, where you're almost slowing down, like trying to make sure he doesn't get back by you. So, I wish I could have broke away when I got around him, but it was tough. You know, lappers were really hard to deal with, and but overall, I'm pretty happy with the day.
Was that fun? Was it like frustrating, like in the moment when you're going through that? And you know, like, because you cleared the gap to get up to that point, and then you guys have the battle that you have, and then the race unfolds. You knew that was coming in a way, I would think, but to actually get there and be like, okay, now we're going to do this now. How is that dynamic?
Yeah, it was fun, I would say. I mean, yeah, I knew that that's what I expected to happen, you know. I actually thought I thought I had got away, to be honest. So the first time that he ran it in, it surprised me for sure. And I was like, oh boy, like now, now we're going to have to just battle it out. And I didn't know how much longer we had. I'm pretty mad at myself because my time management was horrible. Like, I was so caught up in the race with him that, yeah, I came around and it was white flag towards the end there. And I'm just like, damn it. Like, now there's a little bit too far of a gap. You know, I don't know if I can get there. Because as far as, like, I had more in the tank, I feel like, and I'm sure he did too. So I feel like we could have battled like that for a while, you know. But, no, it was fun.
Time off now in the 250 East region. What's the plan?
Chill. Yeah, chill out a little bit. Since the home race, I'm actually about to leave now and drive to my parents' house, you know, by Washougal there and fish for a couple days. And then go back to Florida, do some outdoor testing. Go watch the boys at Daytona, kind of hang out, keep working on the starts, and just stay fresh, you know, stay mentally fresh, hang out with some friends and family, and just keep it pretty chill.
Thank you, Levi.
Yep.
Justin Cooper, third place in the 450 main event in Seattle. How was the day?
Yeah, it was good. Track was tough, obviously fighting the rain yesterday, and qualifying was all right. Nothing crazy. I think I was 7th or 8th. And then heat race, got a good start. Kind of locked bars with Kenny, but P2 in that. So improvements there. And then, yeah, good gate pick for the main. Started around 6th or 7th maybe in the main. Made a few quick passes and was kind of hovering around 5th for the whole main. And then those two up front got together and leaped me into 3rd. So take it. And, yeah, just gnarly track tonight. So was just focused on myself.
Hey, how important was the 3 onto the table?
Yeah, very. Because it was honestly better than going into it because they didn't prep that from the 250 main. And it was... like, if you went double, you might as well just tabletop because it was so deep in there. But, yeah, 3-on was like a must.
Yeah. Watching just how the track broke down and what you had to do over those 20 minutes, how much did your line change lap to lap?
I tried to find some good ones. Obviously, you got to switch around with everything getting deeper and deeper. But, man, it's like you find a good line and then you try to get back to it, and you would be in a different line. So it was tough to really hit what you wanted to, but for the most part, you know, they couldn't do all the rhythms every lap, but for the most part, I just tried to stick to as much as I could, and yeah, it was definitely tough out there, but lappers kind of were a big part too. Like, they weren't obviously doing the big lines, so if they were got in your way at all, it was you had to shut down as well.
Thanks, Justin.
Yep.
All right, Joey Savacci, 8th place at the Seattle 450 main event. How was the day?
It was tough. It's just yesterday when I landed from the airport, I didn't feel good. So spent a few hours yesterday throwing up. It was, yesterday this time I was in a bad place. So, considering, you know, 24 hours ago, the lack of energy and food and everything inside me from being sick all day, I would have been very happy with an 8th. So I have to keep that in mind that we survived tonight. I would have loved to have been, you know, one or two spots further up because I think it was achievable. But in the same breath, like, I wasn't here today. Brain fog, whatever you want to call it. Almost felt hungover in a way, just very taxed. It was a lot of fluids last night, and today I was just trying to fill the tanks as much as possible. Like I said, at the beginning of the season, the goal was 5 to 8 every weekend. And 8 tonight, was it pretty? No, but we survived, and we did the best that we could do tonight.
Watching the race, big dynamic between you, Jason, and Dylan, and I know you guys ride together a lot during the weeks too. So how is that? How is it when you guys know the pace of everything, you're seeing how it's applying in race trim, but then also kind of spicy out there tonight? There looked like there was a couple where it's like, how do you guys go talk to each other again on Tuesday?
It's tough. Like, I mean, no one's ever going to roll over, right? But it's like, it gets to a point where sometimes I feel like, especially with us being as old as we are, we've been around long enough, like, when you're holding somebody up, like, at what point are you doing more damage to both of you guys than good, right? So, like, tonight was a night that I just got held up behind Dylan too long. I should have been more aggressive and, should have closed the door. But As far as like with Jason and I, obviously with WSX, like we had some hard racing, but you know, that's one thing that, you know, I've always said and always will, like with Jason, is really good on the track. It could be to the death battle, and then like as soon as the helmets come off, it's like he forgets that it even happened, you know. So and obviously with us at this level, there's a lot of respect between most of us, so you know, at the end of the day, it's hard racing, right? So like I said, considering all things, where I was yesterday this time and how I felt today, even all day, like it's one of those things I just kind of had to fake it today, you know, like, yeah, I'm good, I'm fine, like come race time I'll be fine. And yeah, a little bit of bluffing, but like I said, we survived P8 on the night, and yeah, we look forward to fueling up this week and trying to be better next weekend.
Thanks, Joey.
Thanks.
Hey, Dylan Ferrandez, ninth place in the 450 main event here in Seattle. How was the day?
It was a challenging day for sure. Track was gnarly, one of the gnarliest track we ever had. But yeah, for me, felt good. We improved the bike a lot this week, and I felt really good. Each race I was a little timid, but not bad. In the main, I was fighting with the boys, you know, like it was crazy. Like in the top 10 this season, it's gnarly. Everybody's super strong, super good. So I was fighting hard with the guys, and at some point I passed some good guys and started to run away, and I had a small crash in the turn, so I lost the front. So I was very, very disappointed, but came back and get back into the race, passed some strong guys again. So yeah, I was pretty happy with the riding, but yeah, that crash cost me a lot. And yeah, I think I could have done better than 9 today, but yeah, it's racing, you know, we do what we can.
I just talked to Joey about this, the dynamic between you, him, and Jason in that battle, and then you guys ride a lot together during the week. How is it to check each other through the week?
I don't ride with them. I'm staying in California since
then.
A1, so...
Okay, so you haven't been there in a while. But I knew in the preseason you guys were together. But, like, knowing you guys ride together, are you going to go back to Florida and ride with them again? However, how do you do that? How does it feel?
I mean, we are men today, you know. We are all above 30 years old, so we know that the practice track is a... It's a practice facility where we train, you know. It doesn't matter who ride there and who you ride with, you know. We focus on us, and at the end of the day, it's very personal, you know. It's how you feel on the bike. Like, you know these guys are fast, you know. Like, you know, the lap time are pretty fast on the practice track. But what matters to me is how I feel myself on the bike, and when I leave the track, how I feel. No matter, I mean, for sure, if I'm a second off this guy, there's a problem. But usually, we are very close.
Thank you, Dylan.
Yeah.
Shane McElrath, 14th place in the 450 main event here at Seattle. How was today?
Today was a struggle all day. The conditions are really technical, and for me coming in, it's like I'm still searching a little bit. I'm still making changes, and that's honestly really hard to do. And then come to a place like this. So pretty disappointed with my riding. I'm not racing very well, or hardly at all right now. It's like I'm just out there and kind of not being competitive for passes, and just kind of stuck in a rut. So I'm trying to figure that out, and yeah, it's not easy.
We talked about this through the last few weeks, and you know, I hate to see you keep going through it, because I do hope the breakthrough comes, just like I know you hope the breakthrough comes. Yeah. Are you narrowing down the window of what it is, or is the window getting bigger?
That's what is, I guess it's hard to say, because that's where I'm searching, and it's like last weekend we made some big changes to the bike, which were good, but then we haven't brought everything back together with that, and it's honestly hard, because it's like so many people want to help, and so many people have opinions on what's going on, and it's like it's hard, because it's like I'm trying a bunch of stuff, and that's where it's just I don't have a lot of consistency, and I'm just no confidence, and yeah, just trying to I'm trying a lot of stuff, and that's what's really hard, is like I'm trying to find some comfort, I'm trying to be competitive, and I just feel like I'm not there right now.
Best of luck, Shane.
Yeah, thanks.
Garrett Marchbanks, 22nd place in the 450 main event here in Seattle due to a crash. Can you take me through the day and what happened in the main event?
Day was okay. I mean, it was going better than all the other weekends, I thought. First quality, was just trying to get comfortable, get things figured out. Second qualifier, we made some changes. Felt like I was riding better in the second qualifier. Heat race, we made one more change. After about four laps, I finally got going and got comfortable on the changes. Finally was able to put some laps together and was feeling ready for the main. When the main had an okay start, was coming through some, passing some guys, got into, I think, 11th or 10th. I knew I had top 10 right there. I feel like I was riding good. Like, finally was like putting good laps in. Bike was good. I was feeling comfortable and just hit a weird spot in the lip of a triple in the rhythm. And, yeah, down I went, went over the bars, bike clobbered me and, yeah, knocked the wind out of me pretty bad.
I heard you saying something to somebody earlier just about the crash itself and how you know how to crash at this point, the injuries that you want to try to avoid and all of that. When you're flying through the air, how do you process that?
For me, it was like I had one similar in the heat race, and I knew, like, oh, okay, I'm not making far enough. I'll be all right. But that time I seen how far I was endoing and how the dirt was and everything, and I was like, shoot, I'm not going to make it this one. And I kind of let my body kind of just turn to kind of not let the bike clobber me too much. And, yeah, sure enough, like, my wrist blew off the bars, and I just held on to my hands. I've broke my wrist twice before, and I was like, I'm not doing that again. And I thought I did when I first hit the ground. I mean, my hands were stinging really bad, and I got up, tried to ride it out. My hands were just so locked up, I couldn't even, like, hold on. So I just rolled around, tried to finish, see what I get, but... I was just more mad for how it went and how I ended the night.
All right. You've had the highs and lows, the rough and tumbleness of the 450 class as a rookie. How is it?
It's definitely a tough class. I mean, it's an all-star class right now, I feel like. You got all the best guys out there, a lot of champions, a lot of previous race winners. It's been fun so far, you know, like, you know, besides getting my teeth kicked in every weekend. You know, I think for me, I've learned a lot in my career to build and just keep learning. And, you know, this is just another year of that. It's just learning and building, and that's what the team wants. It's not a lot of pressure on me, to what they say. And for me, it's just I want to be better. I want to be up there. I want to be in the top 10. I want to, you know, at some point battle with those front runners. For me, it's just my goal is to be consistent, just get better every night. I thought we were there. Besides the crash, you know, I'm going to take the positives with it and go on the next weekend.
Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.
Max Olin, 7th place in the 250 main event here in Seattle. How was the day?
Yeah, pretty decent day for me. Qualifying actually took a pretty big digger off the after the whoops. I went to go 3-on, and yeah, just didn't get onto the table and pretty much nose-picked it, went down pretty good. So gave myself a bit of a Charlie horse on the leg, but didn't affect me too much in the racing. And yeah, I mean... Result-wise, not great, but my riding has been good and getting better. So for the first six rounds, I'm pretty satisfied with where I'm at and my improvement.
Talking to Hunter just now, he talks about the dynamic that you guys had in the main event going back and forth. And the same question I asked him, how does it feel to do the work Monday through Friday? It's the guy you ride with all the time. You do it again on a Saturday where you really see how it stacks up in race trip.
Yeah, I mean, we probably had the best battle of the year so far that no one's seen because we're about battling the, you know, out of the top five. But yeah, it's cool that we can have the respect for each other, even on how gnarly of a track where it's hard to avoid each other when you cross run and all this and that. So we both held our lines, passed each other probably 8-9 times out there. So I mean, it was a good battle, but it's nice to have him as a teammate and how much respect we give each other on and off the track. You know, it was basically just another practice day out there for us. We were pretty even in speed, and it was really just line choices towards the end that really ended up. You know, deciding who beat who, and actually he stalled the bike, so it gave me a little bit of a gift there at the end.
You mentioned the 3-in in practice. Hayden was the only 250 that I saw do it, especially during the night show. I looked at the transition of the table. If you could have made that, wow, could have saved so much time. But please talk about the risk that you would rather have one time to try to get it rather than, like, I got to double and then go through those ruts.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of sometimes bike setup, a little bit stiffer suspension. Maybe it's motor gearing, whatever. After I did it in practice and crashed, I was pretty much set. I'm like, all right, you know, if they're doing it, they can have it. You know, I'm going to set and try and do my lines as consistent as I can. And I mean, honestly, that's what I did. But yeah, I mean, when there's a big jump like that, it's hard to try and not do it, especially if you know you're losing time on it. But I feel like the risk reward wasn't worth it for me. I mean, if you just get hurt just making one little mistake on something that takes everything you've got, it's not worth the injury. So for me, I was content with doing my lines and trying to do them as fast as I could. And yeah, there were some of those lines out there today, especially with how much ruts there were.
Thanks, Max.
Yeah, thank you.
Hunter Yoder, eighth place in the 250 main event here in Seattle. How was the day?
It was okay. I struggled in qualifying. Just kind of was trying too hard. It was very important today to get the laps down immediately, and instead of going out there and doing it, I put a lot of focus on trying to do it, and the effort was too high. So qualifying wasn't the greatest. My heat race was good. I had really good speed. I was fast in the whoops. You know, I made some passes. I should have got second. I think everyone saw what happened. Me and Mosman collided, and, you know, I would say 50-50. But, yeah, both went down. I got fifth or whatever, and then the main event start, dude, I did a burnout for like across the whole grate down into the dirt. It was just straight burnout. I was in last. By the time I came around the first corner, I think I was in like 10th, 9th maybe. So I diced some dudes up. And then, yeah, I kind of probably should have made some passes a little bit quicker that would have had some better track position. I had the speed tonight. Me and Max battled the whole race, and you know, we just kind of held each other up. Nobody's fault. I get it. Like, but at the same time, you know, it's kind of hard when you look back, like you realize what you should have done. So, overall, it's a decent night. I stalled it on the last lap and Max passed me. Otherwise I would have had seventh, but it's part of racing. It is what it is.
When you have that dynamic, you and Max ride together all the time, the teammate, you know, every single thing that's going on. How is that dynamic to take from the practice track where you're putting in the work Monday through Friday and then putting it into place here and seeing where it really stacks up?
It depends. You know, like, I think we've had a lot of days where one or the other is faster. It's never been consistently one of us. So we've learned a lot, but like today I think we could have been a lot better at not passing each other so many times. Like I think if you know, if he would have maybe slotted in behind me and we could have moved together, you know, I don't know how far I finished behind whoever got sixth or fifth or whatever it was, but I think together as a team we could have moved up. And so, you know, the practice track is a little bit different. Not so many lines, not passing each other so much. Like, you know, usually you're making a pass on Wednesday that is your significantly faster in one area. And so it's just something to learn for the both of us. For me, like, I got to try to, no matter who it is, teammate or not, I got to try to be better when I make those passes and try to get away. So, yeah, it's learning for me overall, building and, you know, taking each race for what it is and trying to take what I've learned onto the next weekend.
Thank you, Hunter.
Yeah, thank you.